Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Dan Bryan here with you in the area of ensemble music here on the 20th of October, 2015, here at, at the Davis Cup in Kaysville, Utah. Looking forward to a great performance of this obvious program, and I think we're already off and running, and I got to tell you, the rhythmic control as well as the dynamic control of your front ensemble is so well handled. The crescendo at the very tail end of this that leads us right into this flute solo is well done. Excellent control of the battery, both rhythmically and dynamically. The slight swell of the front ensemble going into this moment works. Wow, the coordination between the battery and the pit going into this first this opening statement out of the horn line is just fantastic. Excellent control out of the horn line. Well done here. Watch the timing, please, with the low brass and your statement, and particularly between timpani and low brass. By the way, timpani doing a real job with really good job with pitch. Wonderful control out of the horn line there at the very tail end of that statement. The low brass sound is warm and consistent from player to player with the layered body responsibility you've given them. Excellent job of the crescendo into this moment. Okay, this is very tough from a compositional standpoint, both musically as well as visually speaking here. The ensemble challenge here, the environmental challenge you've given, and side to side, it's just not lined up. The number two side low brass player is just a little bit behind, and that was apparent here as we get to the very tail end of this phrase, and we have that unison release. While I appreciate his construction, we've got to get it to line up side to side. I gotta be honest with you, the presence of the front ensemble with the arpeggiated figures is pretty well done in terms of how they're shaping and phrasing, but the tenors come across a little bit flat. The tenor drums behind them, and I want to encourage you to look into the shape of what the mouths are doing and try to match it. What control from your woodwinds here. And that concert snare drum right in the pocket in the front ensemble as we pass pulse back to the battery. Just watch timing with the unison figures. There is a lot of rhythmic challenges with this that also involves velocity, and there's just little moments where we pull apart just a little bit, but the biggest moment being in that statement where we're pretty much using the entire field side to side and we're just not lined up yet. This is a little bit pulling apart here, too. The woodwind stuff behind it is done really, really well, and the juxtaposition of the very fast-moving ideas in the front ensemble with the velocity there is compositionally cool, except for the fact that it's just not being played in time with each other or even a little bit out of the pocket front to back. Nice vibrato coming off the flutes. Better this time around. Piano, thank you. Excellent job of the crescendo. Well controlled once again from the horn line. Yeah, a little curious over here, the control of sound and the mellophones, and again, we're having some side-to-side issues with this in terms of control, but also the quality of sound. We're hearing a lot of feet sound over the long tones out of the mellophones right now, and I think also, too, it's a little bit, the melodic statement there is a little bit rough coming out of that segment. Let's watch the timing, that figure with the crescendo eighth notes. Again, tough thing technically to do. He's got to get lined up side-to-side. Excellent job with the swell and decay here in the battery. Honestly, you could probably overdo it a little bit because if you're staging in the back part, sometimes some of the dynamic subtleties that you're playing are a little bit lost, whereas in the pit and the horn line, it's much more present. Wow. excellent control of this. I've said this a few times tonight, but it really is. Control is the key word to this, because we have such a strong sense of individual responsibility amongst the performers, and they're really handling their responsibilities very well, dynamically speaking. Yeah, I was a little bit lost on the content of the front ensemble there as it relates to it, and the body of that phrase, but it recovered really well. Tuba's the body of sound there, so warm and dark, is appropriate, and good communication between mellophones and tubas. Excellent job of the vertical alignment. Front ensemble, don't get ahead on that very last one. Vertical alignment of those stabs, well played. It would have been nice to really hear the pit and that push a little bit more through that. All of that content in the pit is just a little bit lost. Ooh, watch the clarity of the threes on the left-hand snares. Be careful here that the non-pitch stuff as well as the samples don't mask the melodic motion of the front ensemble. A lot of content here for the front ensemble. We need to make sure that the 16th notes line up. Tough lick we're coming in on, and it's cleaning up now as we do it here between trumpets and mellows. And we talk about the side-to-side issues we were having in the previous phrases. This one is lining up really well. Communication so well handled. Come on, let's watch the timing within the segment, though. Low brass, bop, 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 bop. The way we pass it off seamlessly into the front ensemble, handling all the velocity they've got in the middle of that, well done. The vertical alignment of the stabs is quite there, but the pulse integrity is. Wow, and after that big push, the control of the dynamic at the low end of it, as well as pulse control. The blend of the ensemble so well handled. Be careful, concert bass drum doesn't get too heavy-handed. Wow, trumpets. Come on, get the release though, please. Wonderful job of the subito change. Wow, American Fork. So many good things going on through here. Dynamically speaking and musically speaking, from a construction standpoint, we've made great choices. But from a performance standpoint, your performers really understand the concept of phrasing and dynamic and style. And they really, really do it well. On the performance side of it, though, there are moments where we're still growing into our responsibilities. Make no mistake, you have given some significant challenge, both environmentally and physically, to your performers, and technically as well. But the biggest thing that we're dealing with right now is vertical alignment, unisons front to back, pit to the horn line, unison side to side, and sometimes just alignment in terms of very demanding passages. Case in point, the pit, and some clarity issues within the battery. But the big thing too is going to be the side to side responsibilities. I mean, you've given a ton of melodic content as well as rhythmic counterpoint, and it's just at times not lining up, and that is a considerable challenge. And I think you know that as well. It's close, but not quite there. And I'll give you credit, too, because you do recover from it. But those are the points of distraction. It's not the musicality. It's not the quality of sound. Those things are really well developed. And there are moments where we do struggle a little bit in terms of quality of sound, where it might get a little bit big. Trumpets, case in point, at the very tail end of the show. But But what was I going to say? But it's really going to be dealing with the nuts and bolts of getting this thing to line up side to side, front to back, and making sure that we really tighten up the rhythmic interpretation without losing the musicality and the intent of phrasing that you've created. Thank you